do the Maimer Lahovin Inyan Pesach Sheni. This is in Maimorim Melukat in Chele Gimel. It's the 40th Maimer over there. So this was Bisayaita the Shemaya. This was says Motzoi Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Emer. Motzoi Shabbos in the portion of Emer Yud Gimel Iyar on the 13th of Iyar. And as it says in the note over here, which is the Yortzeit of Yisrael Aryeh Leib, the Rebbe's brother. And this was the night before Yudalad Iyar, which is Pesach Sheni. This was in the year Hey Tovshin Lamed Ches. And then later on, it was published, this Maimer, in the Kuntres Pesach Sheni Tovshin Memtes, which was published for Pesach Sheni that is coming upon us, which is in Pesach Sheni Tov Shimem Tes. So it was said in Tovshin Lamed Ches, and then it was published in Tovshin Mem Tes. And the Maimer is Lahovin Inyan Pesach Sheni, to understand what is the idea of Pesach Sheni. So, Vayir Admur Hatzamach Tzedek B'mamorei Dibur Hamas Chilzeh. So the Tzemach Tzedek in his Maimer, which opens up with this opening of Lahovin Inyan Pesach Sheni, so he says that the Inyan Pesach Sheni Yuvon Al Pishloisha HaGedomis, that we can understand the idea of Pesach Sheni based on the three introductions. So he goes through the three introductions. HaGedomah HaAlav. So what's the very first introduction? He hahefresh ben chodesh horishon, the difference between the first month, which is the month of Nisan, v'chodesh hasheni, and the second month, which is the month of Iyar, b'avodas ha'odom, in the service of man, the difference between the service of the month of Nisan and the service of the month of Iyar. The b'chodesh Nisan, in the month of Nisan, sha'ar nekud boi hi yitzias Mitzrayim. The point in Nisan is exiting of Egypt. Ki ha'avoido desur meira, that's the service of staying away from bad. To remove yourself and to turn away from bad. What does that mean? That means that the bad exists. Hainu sharo hu betokfe. The ra is in full force. So this work is, the service is to stay away from the ra. Lot says, to go away, to go out and to run away, to run away from the evil. That is the month of Nisan, the month of running away, which is the level of Iskafia. To subdue, because you have the negativity, you have the ra, and you gotta push it down, you gotta force yourself and stay away from it. That's the avoid of Chodesh Nisan. And on the other hand, avoid the Chodesh Iyar, and the service of the month of Iyar, that's already the level of Ishapch, of turning things around, because Nisan is Yitzias Mitzrayim, but Iyar, the Inyone HaMeyuchat Shel Chodesh Zeh, what is the special matter of this month, of the month of Iyar? It's the fact Shebo Yehu Nivdol Mishar HaChadoshim, with which it is distinguished and separate from the other month, who is the fact Shebo Chol Yoyim Bo Yeshna Mitzvah Meyuchedes, that in every day there is a special mitzvah, the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. He ha'avoido the Sfiras Omer. So this means it has the mitzvah, special mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, which is in every day of the month of Iyar. So therefore the avoido of Iyar is the avoido of Sfiras Omer. What is Sfiras Omer's avoido? What is this work, Sfiras Omer? She'inyono, the idea is hugbirur hamidos v'hafichosom likedusha, is to sort out the emotion and turning them around to kedusha, which is already the level of ishapcha, turn around. Nison is iskafia, you have to battle the ra, and iyor sfiras ha'emer is the birur, is ishapcha, to turn around the ra. This is what the pasuk says when it talks about the month of Nisan. The pasuk begins be'echod lachodesh hasheni, on the first of the second month, let's say Sameres Mitzrayim, when they went out of Egypt. We have the first month, the beginning is this kafia, and the second month, let's say some, is the level of ishapcha. The first work of the exodus of Egypt, which is Chodesh Harishon, the first month, he is Kafya Sitracha, that is to subdue the other side. That's the Chodesh Harishon, the first month. And then comes the work of Ishapcha, which is to turn around. This is already the second step. This is the second step of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Chodesh Hasheni, the second month, Litzay Someres Mitzrayim. This is the second step. So it's a two steps, basically, process. First, you do Iskafya in the first month, and the second month is Ishapcha. That's the first Hakdama, that the difference between Nisan and Ir in Avoidas Ha'odom, in the service of Hashem, is the service of Iskafya and then the service of Ishapcha. And the second introduction discusses the difference between Nisan and Iyar in the Sviras, how it is different in the Sviras, which the Nisan is Malchus and Iyar is Sviras HaYisoid. Magdoma Beizi, and the second introduction, is the difference between these 2 months as far as goes to Sviras. The first month is Malchus, which is Svira Rishoino. That's the first Svira Milmat Lamaila, when you start from below. Starts from Chochmo, from the top, goes all the way to Malchus on the bottom, but when you start from the bottom, from Malchus, that's Rishoyna, that's the first month, B'Chodesh Rishon, the first Svira Milmat Lamaila. B'Chodesh Hasheni, going up one Svira, will be Yisoid, level of Yisoid, which is Svira Hashniya, that's the second Svira, that's B'Chodesh Hasheni, that's the second step. The Maimer says that these are connected. The Avoida, the Shnei Hagdomas Elu, these 2 introductions, which we discussed first in Yonam Shel Nisan Ve'ir Ba'Avodas Ha'Odom, how the ideas of Nisan and Ir in the service of the person is Kafya and Ishapcha, V'Yonam B'Sviras, and the way they're in Sviras, Malchus and Yisoid, Shayochim Zeh L'Zeh, how they are connected to one another. K'Mavu'er B'Toyra'er Divra Maschil V'Hine Anachnu Ma'almim Alumim, as explained in the Maimer of Nachnu Ma'almim Alumim. So there was 2 levels. There was the level of the Shvatim, that they were Ma'almim Alumim. That's the level they were bundling and gathering together, as we're gathering together all the Nitzitzes from Biyah, as they come up. So first it goes through Malchus. That's the Aveda of the Shvatim, and then you have Hinekom Alumosid Vegam Nitzovet the Birur of Yosef, which is Yosef Hatzadik the Sviras HaYisoid. That's the second step. Explains over there the Ma'ime Divra Maschel in Anachim Al Malumim. The Habirur Shalidei Hashvatim Shohoyu Merkov Lebchinas Hamalchus. The sorting out that took place by the tribe. They were a chariot. They were bottled to the level of Malchus. That's the Birur Rishon. That's the first sorting out that takes place in Malchus. Hurak Bitul Hayesh. This is only subjugation of the Yesh. Dugmas is Kafya. This is similar to the level In Avodas HaAdam, we subdue it. There is a yesh, there is ra, but you subdue it. There is a yesh, but it's bitl. But v'habir or shal yidei yosef atzadik. Then the sorting out that takes place through yosef atzadik b'chinas yisoid, the level of yisoid, the second sphere of milmato l'maylo. When it comes to the level of yisoid birur sheni, the second sorting out, that's when yosef in a koma l'mosi, the second bundling of yosef. Who sheyiyah nichla belukus, that it should be included in godliness, bitl b'metzias, to negate from all existence, not bitla yesh, but bitl b'metzias. So dugmas is hapcha, which is similar in avodas HaAdam. We talked about his hapcha turning around. So these are these two hakdomas that are related to each other. Hakdom hagimul hi, and also to understand the third introduction. Now, of course, Pesach Rishon is in Nisan, and Pesach Sheni is in Iyar. And that's the difference between the Avodas. But the third Hakdama is the Inyan Pesach Bechlau. The whole idea of Pesach is Pesach Meloshon Dilug Ukefitza. That comes from the language, jump over from the language to skip over and to jump. Why are we talking about a jump to skip over? Is because it comes from a very high level which cannot come down directly, but it has to sort of jump over. That is a very elevated drawing down. We bring down from such a high place. It cannot come in a way, in a path of hishtalshlus, gradual descent. The only thing it comes down, it jumps. As explained in Likutei Torah. That's the idea of Pesach. So, what is Pesach? Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So it explains in the Maimer, the Mezem movement from this, we understand, Shagam in Yon Eshel Pesach Sheni, also the idea of Pesach Sheni, who Dilug means also, because it's Pesach, Ham Shoche, Shalomayla Mi Yishtalshlus. So this is a Ham Shoche that comes from higher than Yishtalshlus, because it's Pesach. Pesach means Dilug. But v'hachiluk ben Pesach Rishon ube Pesach Sheni. So what is the difference between the first Pesach and the second Pesach? Hu behamokim ube ha'inyan sheboi nimshech esam shochazu. That is in the place and into the context, into the idea in which it comes down. That's where Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni are different, where this diluk impacts. By the first Pesach, it says, that the jump over, this dilug, was on the door. That hamshocha that comes in a way of jump over, uposach, was at the entrance, which is Sfiras HaMalchus. And how does this translate to the person's soul? That diluk of the Pesach Sfiras HaMalchus, that b'yiratato, that is the lower level of yira, the lower level of awe and fear of Hashem. Ze hashar lavaye, that is the gate, it's a Pesach. That is the gate to Hashem, the Pesach, in which a person can enter, and it starts with the Hamshach of Yira Tato. Shehi HaShoydesh Desur Meira. That level of Yira Tato is the root to help the person to stay away from evil, because of the Yira that he has. V'Hamshach HaShebederech Diluk ShebePesach Sheni. But Amshoche, which jumps over, which you get in Pesach Sheni, he besviras ha-yisoid. That is in the level, in the sphere of the yisoid, as we said before, because Pesach Sheni is in He heard the Pesach Hasheni in the second level, higher than Malchus Yisoid, in Yon Ben Nefesh HaOdom. What is this Sfiras HaYisoid? What is this context when we talk about the soul of the man, in which he gets that Pesach Hashem that comes to him is not the level of Yira Malchus, which you said before, but Hu HaYiskashrus V'HaAva, that is tying yourself down, and the level of love. The person reaching and getting an inspiration of a Pesach Havaya higher than Ishtalshulus in a level of Ava and Hiskashus, a level of tying himself down to the love of Hashem. Sha'al Yidezeh Nefoch Imamidus Shalei L'Gedusha Yishavcha. That way his midas turn into Kedusha, and then it's a turnaround. So now, according to this explanation, the difference between Pesach Edition and Pesach Sheni in the Dilug is in the place where it jumps to. Does it jump to Yisoid? Does it jump to Malchus? Does it give you the level of Ava Yiskashrus Yisoid? Or it gives you the level of Yirav, level of Malchus? But the Rebbe wants to add now, but there's actually also a higher level and a greater jump, perhaps we can say that, Ois Beis. Ula Yesh Lahoisi, perhaps we can add, Shamay Led Pesach Sheni Legabe Pesach Rishon, that the advantage of the second Pesach over the first Pesach, Iloi Rak Shahadilug De Pesach Sheni Nimshech B'makom Nailo Yosef. It's not just that the jump of Pesach Sheni is extended in the higher place, but also the jump itself is a higher jump. Okay, move on. We can understand it also from the Vachem Nikra B'Shem Pesach Sheni. It's a second Pesach. Doesn't just mean it's a second attempt, so it means that it's a higher, it's a greater. There's the first and the second. Yeah, Pesach Sheni says like this. Kumuvan gamizeh shenikra Pesach Sheni. The pirush haposhu de Pesach Sheni hu, when the simple meaning, when we say the second Pesach, hu loy rak sheha Pesach hadilug nimshach behadarga de Sheni. It's not just that it goes to the second level, to the level of Yisoid, Pesach Sheni into the level of second darge, Elishagam ha Pesach, but also the Pesach wa Dilug Sheni. It's a second jump. Dilug Noyle Yeser Mahadilug the Pesach Rishain. That is a greater jump than the Pesach Rishain. If that is the case, so how come the Maimer says by that the difference is only where it goes to, whether it goes into Yisoid or it goes into Malchus? Why doesn't it say that it's a higher jump? And this that the Maimer says the Pirush Pesach Sheni, that the meaning of second Pesach, it doesn't say it's a second higher jump, but the Itaiches Pesach Sheni Usha Diluk the Pesach Sheni Nimshel ba'adarka de sheni Yisoid, that he says that this is extends to the second level to Yisoid. So why does the Maimon not say it's a higher, greater jump? It's a Ma'il Sheni. Who? And the Rebbe says, because ki Ma'ilus hadiluk de Pesach Sheni, that this advantage of this jump of Pesach Sheni, sha'adilugu na'ilu Yisoid, that it's like a higher jump, Nire Gambaze, that can be visible also in this Shahadilug Nimshach Badarga Desheni. The fact that that jump extends into the level of Sheni, Kidlakama Sivhei, that tells us that this is like a higher jump because it comes down to the level of Sheni, to the level of Yisoid, the level of Ir. So now that we're saying that there's a higher jump, yesh lekasher habiur hanal that Samach Tzedek. We can tie this above explanation of Samach Tzedek. Shepesach Sheni Hu Darga Shniya V'Nailis Ba'Avoida. That the second Pesach is, the Tzemach Tzedek explains, the second level, a second step, and a more elevated step. Ba'avoida habo la'achrei ha'gdomus ha'avoida de Pesach Rishon, which comes in Avoida, that comes after the introduction of the service of Pesach Rishon. That's how he explains. Ima inyan the Pesach Sheni k'meishu be'pashtus. So we can tie this to the idea. If the Pesach Sheni has it simply, what is Pesach Sheni? Shehu tikun v'hashlomo l'mishel hikre Pesach. That fixes and it makes up one who didn't bring the Pesach. Here we're saying Pesach Sheni comes after the Pesach Rishon comes Pesach Sheni. But in Pashta Pshat, the one who comes to get the Pesach Sheni, if he didn't do the Pesach Rishon, how do we tie it together? Because this, that the second Pesach can fix and can complete that which was lacking, the zeh of the one shelo hikrev Pesach, that didn't bring the Pesach, umipnei, that is b'kshagilu the Pesach sheni hudilu shelo ibadroga, that is a jump that does not have any step, she'ein by medida v'hagbolis, he has no measure and no limitation. Gam loy hamedidas v'hagbolis shel hadiluk de Pesach Rishon. Also not the measurement and the limitation of the jump of the Pesach Rishon. It's a higher jump. Because of the higher jump, it has the power to make up even for things that you missed out. Ulagabe gilizeh. Once we have that revelation, is nitokim farfalun, there is nothing too late, and therefore he has the ability to fulfill what he was lacking before, but this is connected because it's a higher level of dilug, which comes after the dilug from Pesach Rishon. And that is why Pesach Sheni can make up and accomplish that which you have missed out in Pesach Rishon. Gimel. We'll understand this by first introducing that which is known, the mahachilukim bein zolom alchusu. What is of some of the differences between the zeir amping, the six midas of atzilus, and the level of malchus of atzilus? Who shah malchus who could say ho'el yain makor debia. Malchus is the upper edge, the source of Biyah. From Biyah, the highest level of Biyah is the level of Malchus. And Zeir Ampin, who could say Hatachn da Atzilus, that is the lowest corner, the edge of Atzilus. Malchus is the upper level of Biyah, and Zo is the lower corner, lower end of Atzilus. Bekivon sheba Atzilus lo yigur choro. So since we know that in Atzilus there is no yigur choro, there is no bad. Move on. Dezeh shal yidei hayisoid. That the fact that through the Sfiras hayisoid. So what happens over there? Nasesh Lemus Habirur Hoinidis Habchus, that through the Yisoid becomes the wholesome the Birur. It becomes his Habcha, not only his Kafir Malchus, but that takes place his Habcha. Hoinidis Habcha, the idea of turning around. Hu Kemoi Shehu Nimshech Levarir. That is how Zo comes down to be Mevarer. That's not what mainly Zo is mainly in Atzilus. Lo Yigur Chara. The part that Zo has to come down to be Mevarer in a way of his Habchus, that is already when it descends to be Mevarer. But the Iker HaVoideshe Mitzad Zo, But tzadzo. But the main avoida from the zo perspective, who loy inyan habirurim, it's not the idea of sorting things out, accomplishing in the lower worlds. That's not the main idea of zo. The main thing is to bring down light. So, Zo, Yisoid is the part of Zo. So, while we explained before that Yisoid is the level of Ishapcha, which is the part of Zo, but since it is the bottom of Atzilus, and Atzilus there is no Ra, so mainly Yisoid's function is not the level of Birur. Mainly it is Lahamshich Oyr. And Kamoy Shoben Negeli Sviras HaYisoid, just as we talk about the Sviras HaYisoid, that it's mainly not the Birur, not the Ishapcha, but to bring down light. This would be the second, the idea, the contents of Chodesh Hasheni when we talk about Sviras. In the Sviras HaYisoid, that mainly it's part of Zo, which is to be Mamshich, not to be Mevarer. Similarly, it's also as it relates to the service Sviras HaYisoid. In Yoneshel Chodesh Hasheni Bavoidus Odom, which is the idea of the second month in the service of men. Sheikarin yono, the main idea, Sviras HaYimer, lifi biyurechad, according to one explanation. What is the main aspect of the Chodesh Hasheni? What is the main aspect of Sviras HaYimer? Hu loy birur hamidas de nefesh abahamis. It's not the sorting out of the emotional nefesh abahamis. Elo hamshochas memtes sharem bina, but rather to draw down the 49 gates of Bina. As we were talking about, because Zo, like in Zo, Zo is mainly to be Hamshochas, not to be Mevad. So the main aspect, according to one Bir, of Sfira Saimir is to be Mamshil de Memta Sharebina. So much that you bring down the 49 days of Sviri, you bring down the 49 gates of Bina, that later on, when it comes to Shavuos, you mamshich also the Sharan. Yeshleimar, we can say, Zehu gamma she'ir hu rosh teves avrom yitzchuk Yaakov v'rachel. This is also connected to what ir is being the abbreviation. Ir spells out avrom yitzchuk Yaakov v'rachel. She'em dalad ragla merkoveh. Those are the four legs of the chariot. Shahabitl the Merkava, it fits with more than his hapcha, with the level of that's leigur charab echlal. What is the bitl of Merkava? When we say a subjugation in the way of a Merkava, of a chariot, who be oifun shel milachatchila ein mokum leinyan shel yeshus. It's in a way sorting out that to begin with, there's no room for any self sense of Yeshus, and sure there's no place and there's no room for evil to begin with. That you should need to be mevatel, to be mehapichim. There's no need for bitlus. Okay, as explained in Tanya, beinyan ha'ovis heinena merkava. Over there, when he explains in Tanya that the fathers are called like the chariot, Sheloi Nasu Merkova Rak Lerotzin Elyon Levadei Kol Yomeihem, that all their days they only became a chariot to the will of the Supreme of Hashem, and all their days. And that fits with that idea that the Sfiras HaEmer is more than just the Ishapcha, according to the other explanation, which is actually a level of a level of hamshocha from the greatest level, level of bitl, like the level of the Merkava. This is the other aspect of Iyur, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Rachel, not the Birur HaMidos, not even the Ishapcha from the Midos, because there's no Ra, there's no evil, there's nothing to be Mevarer there in the first place. Calls and move on. So from all this it's understood the Chodesh Iyur, in the month of Iyur, which is Chodesh HaSheni, you have Shnei Inyonim, you have two ideas. The Avoid of Ishapcho, turning things around, the Birurim, Tachlis HaShleimus, the Sur Merah, the ultimate wholesomeness of staying away from bad, not only Iskafya, but is Habcha, turning it around, and also v'ha'avoida d'yelchu mechayil el choyil b'kedusha atzma, and also the service of going from strength to strength within kedusha itself, in v'asei toif, in doing good. So you have sur merat tachlis ashlemus, and also asei toif. V'yashloimar, and we can say the zehu sh'aminyan d'bnei Yisrael b'chodesh ha'shenis. Chodesh Hasheni, Bashona Hasheni, Slitzesum Eretz Mitzrayim. The counting of the Yidden took place in the month of Iyur, which is the second month, when the second year after going out of Mitzrayim. Hoya al Yidei Moshe V'Aaron. So Moshe V'Aaron both participated because of the two levels within the month of Iyur, and that's why they both, Moshe and Aaron, they both counted. Because Moshe represents Asei Toiv, and Aaron represents Sur Merah. He's making peace, Aaron, which means he's negating the Ra. Ke'inyan the Sur Merah shebechodesh hasheni, the idea of Sur Merah in the second month, Shaykh Lar, that's something which belongs to Aaron, Shein Yonei, who Oyev Sholem, Vereidev Sholem Chulu, because he is a idea of Aaron was he loved peace and he was running to make peace. The Inyan HaSholem, because what's the concept, the idea of Sholem, who lishloil hamachloikis vahapirut, that is to negate discord and division, a separation. So that means to take the Ra and negate it. And negate it and to turn it around. That's the idea of Sur Merah, but the highest level of Sur Merah, but the bottom line is it is Sur Merah because you are taking away Machlekes and Pirut. But the idea of doing good in the month of Iyur, Shayach L'Moshe, that belongs to Moshe. Shein Yonei Hu Toira. His Inyan is Toira. To begin with, there is no room for something negative, something the opposite, God forbid, to needing to turn things around. There's nothing wrong. This is totally, everything is good. This is also why the Pasuk says when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, that he's good. Hood. What does it mean, good? Shemiyat k'shen nisnoyla nismalei habayis kuloyra. As soon as he was born, the house filled with light. Yashloimar. So this is in the avodah of counting of Iyur. But what about Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is the avodah of Nisan? So why is it Moshe and Aaron over there? Certainly Moshe, who is the level of Asei Toiv, but the Avoida of Nisan is the idea of Yitzias Mitzrayim, to run away from the Ra. This, that Yitzias Mitzrayim was to Aaron Moshe, Avsha Avoida the Yitzias Mitzrayim is Sur Merah. Even though the Avod of Yitzis Mitzrayim is staying away from Ra, Moshe Rabbeinu is doch not shaykhes to Ra, And Yitzias Mitzrayim is to stay away from that. Not just to stay away, but in the way of Iskafia, Bisur Mirah Gufa. But even the Iskafia, in the way of Iskafia. So why did we need over there Aaron and Moshe? So he says, he explains, Ki Gam HaAvoda the Iskafia Tzricha Liyeis Ba'ifin. Because also the Avoda of Iskafia, which is in the month of Nisan, which is Yitzias Mitzrayim, but Tzricha Liyeis Ba'ifin, it needs to be done in such a way, Shetovi Lo Yirak Liyeis Hapcha, not only should it bring to the level of turning around, the Rashdan around, the Lagam, La'avoyde Bekav Devasei Toi, but also in the line to the service in doing good, Shalamayla Minyan Habirurim, which is higher than the idea of sorting out. So it's Moshe Ba'arim because Enochanami, it's Taka, the idea of Iskafia, but it's an Iskafia that has to bring us to the level of Moshe Ben, to the level of Toiv, not only to bring it to his Hapcha in Birur Hara, but also in the Asay Toiv. That's what we need Moshe Rabbeinu there. You can say that this is similar to what's explained in the Tanya. Even those who their main service is to stay away from being a Rosh, a level of Iskafia, they need to put in an effort to fulfill the promise, the Shavua that they got when they were born, also to be a Tzaddik, mainly their part of Alti Rosh, that part of the Shavua, because they're not in the level of Tzaddik, but still they need to make an effort to fulfill the Shuvah Tzadik, Hein Benegei Liyes Moyes Bara, both with regards to be repugnant from bad, which means a higher level than just battling Alti Rosha, but to also affect by themselves to be evil, to be repugnant, to be Moyes, the idea of Ishapcha. And furthermore, v'heim b'negei lis aneg v'lis moyach b'havaya, as well as it relates to delighting and rejoicing in Hashem, al yidei hisboninus b'gdulos Ein Sof Baruch Hu, through reflection in the greatness of the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, which is the positive avodah, avodah of Moshe, avodah the kedusha shelamaylo minyan habirurim. This is the service in kedusha which is higher than ibirurim, both from Iskafia and Iskafia. That is also what is expected. Even somebody who's bichlal avoda nalti rosha, that's the main, but occasionally they have to try to also reach that level. So now we're saying that in Nisan, the counting, the Yitzias Mitzrayim is through Moshe and Aaron, because they have to reach the highest level, not just Iskafia. And the same thing is the reverse when we're in the month of Iyar, in which it's Ishapcha, and it's the highest level, Mechayel El Choyel, and the positive in Kedusha, we also need Aaron, we also need the Iskafia. Binal Derech Zehu Lidach Gisa. Hey, same things on the other hand. Gam Kshenim Tzoyim Ba'avayda D'Chaydash Iyar. That even when we are find ourselves in the avodah of the month of Iyar, which is ha'avodah di iskapcha, that's the one aspect of Iyar, which is the sheni. But as we said before, lemaila yoyser ha'avodah de merkava. Also in Iyar, we have the service in the level of the merkava, which is totally bittul b'metzias, which is hamshocha and kedusha. As he talked about that, the main thing of zo is to be mashpia. Tzorich liyas reishem, so in there needs to be a mark left over ma'achayis v'hayis pailus shal avodah d'iskafia. That energy, that passion, and that excitement that came through the work of Iskafia in the month of Nisan. Shalochem iskirim yitzias mitzrayim gam li'moshe mashiach. For that reason, we mentioned the exodus of Egypt also when Mashiach comes, because even when we'll be in the level of Mashiach and Nishapcha and the Tachlis HaShleimus, we still have to have left over the excitement that we have B'Yitzias Mitzrayim when it was Iskafia. V'Inyan Hu, and the idea is over here is, T'Kshorahu B'Tokvei, when the ra is still in its full force, yinayirem hara is the fear from the evil, goyremes habricha mimena, this causes to run away from it. Ba'ifun de chipozin, in a way of hastily, quickly running away. Ba'idea chipozin de Yisrael, because yidn are serving Hashem by hastily running away, nasa gamach chipozin ha'shchino, this also creates and brings about the haste of the divine, so to speak. Medalig al hahonim mekapitz al hagvoyz, that quickly he jumps over the mountains, jumps over the hills. The chipozin mevi lidiluk shelamaylo meseder v'hadroga. When you're in a level of chipozin, level of iskaf yaborach ha'om, this brings about the jumping over, which is higher than the order and step by step. As opposed to the service of Ishabcha after he's already gone out of the Ra. There's no rush anymore. It's not when you're doing the Avoida in the positive, there's no chipozin there, there's no haste over there. It's in an order and step by step. And that's why we got to bring into it the idea, the concept of the jumping over of the Exodus of Egypt. Zehu inyan Pesach sheni. This is the idea of Pesach, the jumping, the second jump sheni. Hamshochas ha-dilug, to bring down that level of jump over, beha avoida, higher than medidu akvoli, in the avoida v'asei toif. In the avoid of doing good, ha-avoid of the Chodesh Hasheni, which is the avoid of the second month, so la'achrei ha-diluk shehoya b'ha-avoid of the surmira, after the diluk that was in the service surmira, Pesach Rishon, over there was takir chipozin, over there the ra was over there, but we want to be mamshich that even in the vasei toiv, in the positive, in the Merkava month, so that level of diluk extends also in the avoida of avaisei toiv in Pesach Shein. Val derech, similar to Masha Kosuv, the pasuk says, "Moshcheni acharecha narutzo." So while Hashem pulls the nefesh elikis, the nefesh abamis runs also. The idei sheha nefesh elikis. So Moshcheni means pull the Nefesh HaBahamis through the Nefesh HaLikis, and it draws it in that it should have the love of Hashem. Shehoavo, the Nefesh HaBahamis, v'derech merutzo, that is in a way, the Nefesh HaBahamis runs in its level of love. Al yidei zeh nasa merutzo gam b'nefesh HaLikis, so that also the Nefesh HaLikis begins to run. Merutzo lo sharabim, will run together. The Nefesh HaLikis will run together with Nefesh HaBahamis because the Nefesh HaLikis brought about that Narutzo to the Nefesh HaBahamis, so they both run. Avor l'achrei shenimshech ha-diluk b'avoida d'vasei toiv, but after you extended that diluk in the avoida v'asei toiv, diluk zehu nai l'yoser ma-diluk d'pesach. That diluk is a higher level of the dilug of Pesach, ki hu machmas hayira mehora inyan bifnei atzmei. It's higher because that is the dilug of Pesach is because of the fear of the ra as a separate entity, like it's this separate. There is ra there, and you're running away from it. Mashenkin had diluk shebetoyno mitzvus, as opposed to which is the month of year, the diluk of toyno mitzvus havoida devasei toiv, humipnei shem chokhmosu ritzene shal hakadosh baruch hu. That is because it's the wisdom and the will of hakadosh baruch hu, bli gvul amiti, the true bli gvul. Velochein laachrei shemizgale ha bli gvul shebohem. So after the bli gvul in the Torah mitzvahs in the avodah v'asei toiv is revealed through al yidei ha-diluk d'surmira, through the diluk d'surmira, which comes from ra, which is v'nei atzmei ha-diluk inyan ha-bligvul shalomaylo ma-adroga. So the idea of bligvul, which is higher than order, the avodah v'asei toiv, the avodah v'asei toiv, the Pesach Sheni who diluk godly yosir is a greater, it's a higher, it's a greater level of diluk after it was brought around the mashcheni, when the narutz of the nefesh alikis is even greater. Also understand the saying of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that Pesach Sheni is shayich lenefesh hashenis. That Pesach Sheni is connected to the second soul. Nefesh hashenis be Yisrael. That's the godly soul. Kimailas adiluk, the Pesach Sheni al adiluk the Pesach Rishonu, because the advantage of the diluk that's Pesach Sheni over the diluk of Pesach Rishon is a diluk the Pesach Rishon, the diluk of Pesach Rishon, the jumping who mitzada helam behester the nefesh abahamis. That is based because the nefesh abahamis, the animal soul, blocks and obscures the nefesh Rishon. That's why you're jumping from that. But diluk the Pesach Sheni, but the diluk that comes with the second Pesach, is because the belief of the second soul is revealed, which is a part of Hashem Mimal, actually. So that is what is the impetus and the cause for the diluk. That even while it is dressed up in the body, there is the bligvul nefesh that does that. You still have the nefesh alikis is dressed up there. Yichelik alakam yimal mamesh. It is a godly part, and mamesh meloshim mishish. You can feel it because it is in the goof. And the Rebbe adds in vav, not only is it greater, but it's actually infinitely greater. The dilug of Pesach Sheni. Ula yesh lahoisi. Perhaps we can add. Shemaylas hadiluk the Pesach Sheni al hadiluk the Pesach Rishon. The advantage of the jump over of the second Pesach over the first Pesach who be'ein arich, it's infinitely greater. Va'ad shehu diluk gam l'gabe hadiluk the Pesach Rishon. We call this also a jump over, even relative to the jump over that took in the Pesach Rishon. Va'derech mashikos is similar to what the pasuk says. Kimeit seischa meretz mitzrayim ar enu niflois. Just as the days of Eretz Mitzrayim, so La'asir Lovei, it's going to be miracles even relative to the miracles that took place when you went Eretz Mitzrayim. Shehagiluyim the Geula Ha'asida, those revelation of the future redemption, Yunifloys, they will be wondrous. Gam legabe haniflois shehoyu b'tzias Mitzrayim, even relative to the niflois, the wonders that were in Tzias Mitzrayim. Pesach Sheni is infinitely greater, and it's a diluk even the gabi diluk. Why? How so? So to explain hashaychas the Pesach Sheni legula hasida to Pesach Sheni to the future redemption, in which we're comparing it now, that over there I made tzeischem eretz mitzrayim aren neflois, and here the diluk will be even the gabi diluk of Pesach Rishon. So what's the connection of Pesach Sheni and the future redemption? The Protis Yeser in more detail. In the Issa B'Medrash, we find in the Medrash Agulas Mitzrayim that the redemption of Mitzrayim Vechein Hagu'ula Megolus Bavel V'Shar Hagu'ulas Adla Gula D'Losid, and also the redemption from the Golus Bavel and the other Gulas until the Gula of the future, Hidugmas Eir Haner, that is all like the light of the lamp. Light of the lamp extinguishes after a while. So the Geula from Bavel and the other ones, they were like the light of the lamp. But the Geula of the future is like the light of the sun that does not extinguish. The Chassidus explained the Chassidus, the Zeshe Geulas Mitzrayim Nimshol La'ila Nerhu. Why is the redemption of Mitzrayim been equated to the light of the lamp? Is Kineir Hu B'chinas Malchus. Neir, lamp is level of Malchus. Va'gilui shehoye b'gulas Mitzrayim. And the revelation that took place with the redemption of Egypt, ime yoyse gilu shalemayla mihishtalshulus. Even though it was a revelation from higher than hishtalshulus, hoye b'hislapshus b'b'chinas ha-Malchus. It dressed up in the level of Malchus. it was in like the level of Neir. He jumped over onto the entrance. The Pesach Malchus, that's Malchus Kenal Sif Aleph, as we said earlier, Sif Aleph. Zeh, move on. So from this we understand. So why do we equate now the future redemption to the light of the sun? Who? Because the revelation of higher than Ishtauslus that will be then, will be in level of Zoh, not Malchus. That's the connection of Pesach Sheni, future redemption, because we said about Pesach Sheni, it's also the Sheni is the Yisoid, it's level of Zoh. Because the revelation of the second Pesach is in the level of Yisoid of Zoh, Kenal, as we said earlier. Oizayin v'yirotzin, the Rebbe ends with the Broche, that may be the will Shem Aseinu v'avidiseinu, that our actions, our work, v'frat b'inyonim ha'sheyochim le'Pesach Sheni, especially those matters as they connect to second Pesach, yikarvu v'yimaru ed yoser, they should bring closer and hasten even more ha'gula ha'asida, the future redemption, Shagam Hagula Asida Tiya Ba'ifun Shal Dilik. Because also the future redemption will be in a way of jump over Kedisa B'Medrash, as it says in the Medrash, the Kol Doidi Goymer, Medalig Alahorim, the voice, the sound of my Doidi, of my beloved that is jumping over the mountains, the Melech HaMashiach. Ba'adrabe, not only is it jumping over, not only is it Diluk, Begula Asidla Yiya Diluk Godli Yeser, it will be even a greater jump. Dugmas, Aval Lamaila, it was similar, but even higher Madiluk the Pesach Sheni, Shehu Diluk Godli Yes Madiluk the Pesach Rishon. The Pesach Sheni is a greater Diluk than Pesach Rishon. So that's the Diluk going to be La'osidla, but even more, similar to that, but even more than the Diluk of Pesach Sheni. Shaloi Tia Beseder Vahadroga Medarga Ledarga Klau. It will not be in an order and step by step, from step by step at all. Kapsak din, as the ruling is miyad heinigolim, immediately to be redeemed. Mebiyas Mashiach tzidkenu, with the coming of our righteous Mashiach. Yovev yigolen, that in come redeemers, v'yalichenu k'nemius la'artzenu, take us upright to our land, v'mehed v'mehed mamish, speedily in our day mamish.